Three security failures and the framework trying to stop the next one. Three distinct security stories converged on Saturday to sketch a portrait of where consumer and enterprise security is struggling. LG monitors pushing unapproved software through Windows Update, TP-Link Casa cameras leaking home GPS coordinates through an unauthenticated port, and a renewed push for the in-toto supply chain verification framework as a structural remedy. The LG story centers on a trust relationship Microsoft has long maintained with users, that Windows Update delivers security patches and system updates from verified sources, not ancillary software. Microsoft's Windows Hardware Quality Labs program allows hardware vendors to publish driver packages through Windows Update, ostensibly limited to software that enables the hardware to function. LG's use of that channel to install additional software without user notification or consent exploits the implicit contract users have with the update mechanism. The HN community has questioned whether Microsoft's certification process inspects package payloads in detail or primarily performs a code signing check, and whether the episode could attract regulatory scrutiny, given that a dominant platform's control over software distribution channels has drawn increasing attention from competition authorities, particularly in the European Union. The TP-Link Casa story is more serious in its privacy implications. Security researcher Bad Chemical published findings that the Casa EC71 camera model, and potentially a wider product family, leaked precise GPS coordinates via an unauthenticated UDP port. This was not locked behind any authentication wall. Any device on the same network, or in some configurations reachable from outside it, could query the port and receive the exact geographic location the camera owner had entered during setup. The flaw reportedly sat in deployed devices for approximately 6 years before being publicly documented. For roughly 2.2 million deployed devices by some estimates, that meant 6 years of home locations, not city-level approximations, but GPS coordinate-level precision, quietly available to anyone who knew to look. For domestic abuse survivors or others whose physical location constitutes sensitive information, the camera purchased for security was reportedly undermining it in a way they had no means to detect. The fix is straightforward in principle. Authenticate the discovery protocol or strip sensitive metadata from responses, but a significant fraction of IoT device owners never apply firmware updates, leaving the legacy of already deployed hardware as an enduring problem. The InToto framework, a cloud-native computing foundation project, addresses the structural problem underlying both incidents at a deeper level. It works by requiring each step in the software supply chain to produce a signed cryptographic attestation, essentially a verifiable receipt stating that a specific authorized party produced a specific output from a specific input. Chaining those attestations from source code to final package creates a tamper-evident record. If any step is compromised, the chain breaks and the anomaly becomes detectable. Renewed HN interest in InToto is likely connected to the growing visibility of supply chain attacks following incidents, including SolarWinds in 2020 and the XZUtils compromise in 2024. Organizations are increasingly asking not just whether a package is signed, but whether the entire path from commit to deployment can be verified.